As I mentioned last week, this weekend we begin our stewardship renewal with the, we did last weekend, but this weekend with the introduction of our theme this year. This year's theme is, quote, "Once one has chosen to become a disciple of Christ, stewardship is not an option." This is a quote from the U.S. Bishop's document on stewardship and reflects what I introduced to you last weekend, that the concept of stewardship is talked about more in the Gospels than even love is by Jesus, meaning being a steward is part and parcel with the Gospel. It's part of believing in Jesus Christ. It's often misunderstood. We still have members in our congregation who think that stewardship is about raising money, or that stewardship is about operating Catholic schools, that stewardship is for the rich or the talented. Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts with love and God and neighbor, and anyone can do that. We even hear it talked about in tonight's gospel. First, with one of the four pillars of stewardship, hospitality. This is reflected where Jesus says that, "Let the children come to me." He embraces this child and even goes so far as to say that he holds the child in his arms. And it is significant that Jesus welcomes a child, not an adult. Especially in the Jewish culture, children were seen as certainly blessings, but also something that they couldn't contribute to the society much as children. And so they were also a burden. I'm sure no parents here feel like that about their children. We too must be welcoming in the same way. Like a child who has very little to offer, we must be welcoming to those who we do not perceive to have a lot of gifts, or whose gifts may be hidden, or people whose gifts may be different than ours. And we tend to want to be welcoming to people that we see eye to eye with, or we get along with really well. Or you see the guy who walks through the door in a really nice suit and he's passing out $20 bills. Wouldn't you like to be his friend? But what about the poor person who walks through the door? We must be welcoming, brothers and sisters. And on a very practical level, number one, we must be welcoming to children. And I think we do a pretty good job of that. Children are going to fuss. Children are going to make noise. But you know, honestly, that child who's making noise, they're just doing what a child does. And honestly, sometimes I think they're praising God more than I am, because at least they're doing what they were made to do. The Gospel of Mark says that if we do not cry out to God, even the rocks will cry out to God. Now, can you think of a more inanimate object than a rock? And yet the rocks praise God simply by being what God made them to be. We must be welcoming to people as God made them to be. That includes strangers. Giving a weird look to somebody who walks through the door might not be the most welcoming thing. And I've told you some stories before about people who have visited Christ the King. And I had this happen just a couple weeks ago again. Somebody came to the office to visit with me. And they said, "Father, I came to your parish, and the first time I came here, somebody smiled at me when I walked through the door, and that they found that very welcoming." We also must be welcoming to people with different ideas, new ideas, ways of changing things or doing them in a new way. Another pillar of stewardship is prayer. How many of us sign up for ministries every year in the parish but never take a moment to pray about it? We say, "Well, what do I got to check off here to keep my kid in school? What pledge do I need to make to keep my kid in school?" That is the worst motivation in the world for filling out your stewardship form. We should be getting down on our knees and asking God what He wants us to do, because if He's the one who gives the gifts, and we're the steward, we're there to offer those gifts back to Him. So we should be asking Him, "Okay, God, they're your gifts. I'm your steward. What do you want?" And the beautiful thing is that He will often introduce new gifts. I remember being a freshman at Newman University. back then called Kansas Newman College, and I had to take a speech class, required usually for all of college first 2 years. I was scared to death of that class. Scared to death of that class. Would you think that today? No. God gives new gifts if we are willing to open ourselves up to them. But we must pray, Lord, what do you want to give me? Even being open to something new. The third pillar of stewardship is formation. And through our Catholic schools, we do an outstanding job in this area, but we do face some challenges in two particular areas. Number one, educating our children who are not in Catholic schools. And I must say, I've heard complaints about this for years. They say we give more attention to this Catholic school than we do to the kids who do not attend our school. And that is not true. It's the parents who don't give the same attention, not the church. I have told my catechists and I have told my PSR parents over and over that we will do anything they need to help us, to aid them in the education of their children. We will bring in speakers, we will get them materials, and no cost to them. Parents, you are the primary educators of your children in the ways of the faith. I was visiting with the parents just 2 days ago. And they were talking about confession with me. And I realized talking to this parent that they had never taken their child to confession the whole time between second grade at their first confession through high school. Why? Because the Catholic schools offer confession in the fall and in the spring, and then the parent doesn't feel like they have to do anything. Is it any surprise that if the parent never takes the kid to the confession, and I'm the only one taking the kid to confession, that they stop going to confession after they graduate high school? They've never had the example of their primary teachers. You see, guys, the Catholic school, the PSR program, none of it is a substitute for you as parents. The other area that we need to grow in formation is as adults. Every Thursday night, we have an adult formation program. This Thursday, we're going to be talking about what we believe about the Bible. How do you know that it's true? Why do we have different books in our Bible than Protestants have in their Bible? How many books are in the Bible? How many of you can tell me? You see, brothers and sisters, we are willfully ignorant as adults. We do a great job going through Catholic schools, maybe even a Catholic college, but how many of us adults really know our faith well enough to defend it and preach it? And we offer you something every Thursday night. We publish in the bulletin exactly what topic we're going to be discussing. So if you want to just come for that one night, you can come for that one night. Not a big commitment. And we do offer childcare. The last pillar of stewardship is service. Jesus catches his disciples in the gospel today arguing about who's the greatest. And how does he respond to them? He says you have to be a servant to be the greatest. You see, being a steward means being a servant. Those two words are synonymous with one another. Being a Catholic Christian means being a servant. Being a follower of Jesus Christ means being a servant. And being a follower of Jesus Christ means being a steward. Hence our theme this year. Once you have accepted the gospel, stewardship is not an option. Why? Because to be a steward is to be a servant, is to be a Christian. This weekend, I want to invite you to join us in the gym after our 10:30 a.m. Mass tomorrow. There we will have a chance for formation as various ministries on campus offer their services to you and how you can be involved. You will also have the opportunity to pick up your stewardship packets and to receive your past activity so that you can pray about your commitment next year. If all we wanted you to do is check off a box on a form, we pass out the forms right here and have you fill them out. I'd get a lot more back that way. But I want you to pray about it. I want you to ask God what He's asking you to do, even if He's asking you to step outside your comfort zone. And then, please join us for some hospitality. As we offer hospitality to each other, as we celebrated our parish picnic. This year we celebrate 65 years as a parish family. 65 years. Remember, once one chooses to become a disciple of Christ, stewardship is not an option.